Hey, hi guys. I've been kind of missing for a while, but that's okay. I'm here with a very good friend slash former roommate, Knight's Justice.
Hello.
Hi. And I figured that instead of doing a typical AMA, which is like an ask me anything, I would do just like 5 basic questions because after 6, people stop paying attention. So it's true though. And so I have Miss Nate's Justice with me that's been staying with me and putting up with all my shit and my lame jokes. So for that, I thank you.
Peas in a pod.
Okay, so my first question was one I think I asked you a little while ago. It was, how were you introduced to BDSM?
Fan fiction was probably the gateway. That was mostly my introduction to most things sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I'm still mostly through fan fiction, some other things online, but about it.
Oh man, you got an early introduction. I honestly, I didn't know much about it until B, and then I learned more about it, and it wasn't like as much into it. I'm still pretty vanilla now, but there's a lot of elements of it that I really dig.
Yeah, and not, like, super versed in it, but, you know, there's parts of it that really appeal to me. But, yeah, it was young. Poor little mine. Didn't really understand it at first, and then it's like, as I got older, it's like, oh!
It clicks!
I get it!
The whole, like, trust and communication thing is something that has been put into my brain. So it's kind of cool. The more that I learn, the more I'm like, oh, okay. I can dig that. And I can see why people do it. And
oh, yeah.
Okay. What was your reaction to the fact that I did erotic audio?
Cool
beats!
Whatever floats your boat.
Oh, you're so supportive, Mom.
Sometimes juice.
Let's see. Do you sometimes feel like the community can seem a bit one-track-minded, like the BDSM community?
How do you mean?
Well, you know, when you kind of like a certain thing, that's all you want to talk about. Do you ever feel that way when it comes to people that maybe...
No. Actually, most people are very... I don't know about introverted, but very quiet about it for the most part. I do know a few people who are part of that community, but that's such, it's, I mean, they'll talk about it if you ask them about it, or, you know, they're discussing something they might want to do, but other than that, they really don't bring it up and don't make it a huge deal.
That is awesome. I feel like I've had the opposite side of the spectrum where there have been a few people in my real life, not necessarily online, that's all they end up wanting to talk about. Or they'll get really open really quickly. Like, so you just learn that they're into being a sub and then they're like, oh, and then I did this, and it's like, whoa, okay,
you know, like,
okay, I don't know you all that well, and that's the thing, is people kind of get comfortable with me, like, super quickly, and I'm like...
Well, the people that I talk to about it are super comfortable with what they do.
Yeah,
but I think
yeah.
They've been doing it long enough, or have enough sense of surrounding to know how to keep it on the... download.
Yeah, because their careers are sometimes at risk if they're super open about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends.
We've had that talk amongst the community about, like, if you got caught and, like, a job like mine, it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah.
But there are people that are parents and teachers and work in fields where they can't risk that. So that's always super interesting to talk to people that have that on the back of their minds.
Yeah.
Especially because, I mean, there are certain people that also post pictures. I don't, but that's constantly in the back of their head. Yeah. Even when we're talking, like, they're proud of it, and they should be, because, I mean, if you look good, you look good, you know?
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, you're also under the expectation, generally, when doing that, that certain people are going to see
it. Oh, for sure.
But there's always the whole thing, especially with the whole, all those photos getting hacked on a constant basis, that you never know what's going to appear where nowadays.
I had this conversation with somebody a couple nights ago, about the fact that you can't be selective about who might see your picture. Yep. Because they're like, oh, it's cool if so-and-so sees it, but not if so-and-so sees it. I'm like, it doesn't work like that, you know? But overall, you got this one life to kind of do whatever the fuck you want. Kat's like, ooh, you guys are talking. Okay, and lastly, what would you say to the entire erotic audio community?
What's up?
Thanks. It's been good.
Hang up.
Credits roll. Alright, that's it. Night's Jesus and yours, Julie the Bishop. I will eventually come out of hiding. Bye!